Squatting is all the rage these days, and I'm not talking about the workout. We're talking about squatters. And, well, the most popular location for squatting appears to be New York. And, well, there's been recent developments regarding all of this. If you guys look at what's going on right now in New York City, we talked about on this show, tons of squatters are being called out for just, I mean, it's egregious behavior, right? You're looking to get in to live off someone's property for free, not pay their rent, and the homeowners are locked out. It's disgusting. And let's take a look at the Bronx, for an example. Four illegal migrants were living in one of these Bronx homes illegally, like I've said before. And, well, what happens, of course? They have guns. They have drugs in the house. Now, apparently, according to police, these four individuals who have now been detained skipped out, of course, from their processing appointments with ICE, and they were just hanging out with their drugs and guns inside that Bronx home. Now, again, folks, no surprise here. These migrants also coming from Venezuela, which obviously for New Yorkers, especially in New York City, has been giving many of them quite the headache these days. But it's not just, you know, squatters in the Bronx. They're also experiencing it in Queens, New York as well. And Queens, well, they've been dealing with this and trying to combat this. But interesting enough, there was one case recently, and this had me chuckling a little bit because, well, these residents in Queens were using, and you'll love this one, Shake Shack receipts to prove, and that's proof on their side, that they were actually residing in this Queens home for over 30 days. Now, they were using these receipts, which were, I believe it was on Uber Eats, to say that, hey, we've been living in this house for over 30 days and to claim squatter rights. But the homeowners are completely disputing that. In fact, they're saying that they're living in their $930,000 home for free. Now, the people who they're accusing of squatting, of course, they've presented the courts with a rental agreement, a application approval letter, and mail that's been sent to that home. So that's really the issue here, folks. So many New Yorkers are ticked off because, well, they're able to prove this with potentially fake documents and just mail being sent to someone's home. And that's how they're obtaining the right to live there. And it takes forever to fight it off in court, in New York especially. So that's the reason why they're so upset. Now, in New York, they are looking to push back. There appears to be a bipartisan effort, of course, to crack down on all of this. It's Assembly Bill 6894. It's looking to redefine what squatters are. They're trying to redefine squatters as trespassers. And so they're looking to hopefully bring this to law. We'll see how that goes. But I wanted to bring in an expert and a friend of mine to discuss all of this. Let's bring in Mike LaPetri. He is an attorney. He's also a former New York State lawmaker, and he's running for Congress right now in New York's 3rd District. Michael, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate your time. I wanted to talk to you about this specifically because, well, as a lawyer, you understand the legality behind all of this, but so many people in states like mine in Florida don't understand why this is happening in New York. So tell us, how are these squatters gaining rights to live in somebody else's home for free?
First off, it's because New York Democratic government is out of control. That's why. See, all of your constituents and all of your followers are saying, this doesn't make sense. Well, you're correct. It does not make sense. And specifically because you have legislation that provides these loopholes to promote these type of squatters, to encourage them in the sanctuary cities in New York City. And then you have a New York State where they're doing nothing. Now, great job. Shout out to Assembly Member Jake Blumenkrantz. He's doing an awesome job out there. We have Councilwoman Vicky Palladino over in New York City is trying to combat that with the city and the state. This is that type of normalcy that people are craving. I remember when I was in the state legislature, as a New York State Assemblyman, I specifically was out there promoting ICE to say, hey, these are the type of people that need to be out there. I rode along with ICE to see what they did firsthand to rid these criminals out of our communities. Law-abiding citizens are saying, why am I even renting my property? Because immediately it's going to be taken away from me and given to them. And guess what? Legislation in New York City and New York State is promoting it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. And that's what's so interesting here, because they ultimately are siding with these so-called tenants, but they're not really proving that they live where they say that they live. And that's the part that's so confusing here, that some homeowners could be locked out of their property, that someone could just quickly jump on their property, change the locks, claim that they live there, show a fake lease, and then get stuck there. How are the courts not throwing these people out of their homes, or the homes of somebody else, I should say?
And that's what's happening is these squatters are then abusing the court process, knowing that these judges, remember in New York State too, you elect these judges. So they're all elected. So that means the party, specifically in New York City, is putting in their own people, their own Democratic judges to encourage this long, drawn out process. And they are exploiting this to the fullest. Let me just say, this is what people need to recognize, is that when you have legislators who are out there to say, go ahead and do this, and whatever you do, you get away with it, whether it be squatting or bail reform or the likes, is those types of legislation and policies will enable this terrible behavior. You will find more and more criminals, more and more vagrants who will exploit the system, and you have those in office who are encouraging it. That is a seminal issue, is we need it now more than ever. We need people in office who are going to deter this wrongful conduct and encourage, right? Encourage the normalcy, encourage people wanting to provide and build their own homes, promote, create a family. Like, that's what we need more of. I mean, that's the reason why you have people like myself who are running for Congress now to restore that sense of normalcy. That's why I ran for, when I rode along with ICE, when I went with law enforcement to see they did firsthand. You have to make sure that we have the right people in there that are actually representing us, law-abiding citizens. That's more important than anything else right now. And you're talking about those documents, those fraudulent documents, where it may be. This, when I was in the state legislature, this is a big issue we brought up, was specifically when they provided driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. One of the big issues I was seeing was to get a driver's license, I could provide expired documents and that would still be permitted to get the driver's license. Imagine that. Imagine somebody here illegally saying, oh, I have years old permit. Oh, here's proof of my of who I am, all that. And that would be accepted. That's current law right now in New York State. That could be accepted. So now you think that these people who are squatting say, oh, this is my home, this is all that, won't be accepted? Of course it will be, because this is the type of behavior. It starts for a little bit. You give them an inch and they're going to take a yard. You can't have it. You have to deter this type of behavior. You have to deter the stupidity, and you have to make sure you restore a sense of normalcy. You and I never get a permit or a license or anything like that if we have outdated, expired documents. Yet for illegal immigrants, that's okay, and they can get whatever they want.
Yeah, well, that's the issue too. And I remember when I was in New York, we were talking about this. They were giving these illegals driver's licenses, and there was no vetting process involved on how to actually vet the documents to see if they were legitimate. It was just whatever they give you, you have to accept. And it was overwhelming to a lot of the DMV workers because, well, they don't want to be taking these documents and giving them driver's licenses in exchange. They don't know who they are. And so many New Yorkers pushed back on that, especially. But again, like you're mentioning, the lawlessness of politicians. They were just Democrats specifically. That's really where it comes down to. They were just okay with just going forward with all of this, and all the legal challenges were getting shot down by the judges in New York State. And so that's what was so upsetting about that. But we have this bipartisan piece of legislation now that they're proposing. Mike, are you optimistic that this might make its way over to Kathy Hochul's desk and she will sign this into law?
If they're smart, they will do that, because that's exactly what they're trying to do, is show that this is a trespass. It's obvious. Everyone knows it. Just put it into law, put the language, sign it into law, and then we have it. And then find law-abiding citizens can actually evict these illegal immigrants once and for all from their residence. It's important that this must be done. It has to be done. If you want any semblance of reasonability, it must be done.
It must be done. Thank you, Mike LaPetri. Again, folks, I want to remind our audience that Mike is running for Congress. Again, you can head over to LaPetriForCongress.com to learn more about his campaign. You know, just to give you a little bit, too, of a kick in that one. Mike, you and I go back. We were obviously both living in Long Island. You are one of the few politicians who actually gets it and understands it and is willing to fight for it. And I think that's why it's so important for New Yorkers to realize that and to support you. So again, thank you, folks. Head over to LaPetriForCongress.com to learn more about Mike. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. In introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at RedemptionShield.com and get grounded and shielded. RedemptionShield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.